Okay, let's get going again for the next session.
好，我们再来第二段的课程。
Okay, so the first statement of the I wills is where Lucifer says, I'll take over God's palace. He says, I'll ascend into heaven. But yeah, really, he's going to take the highest place in the heavens.
好，所以在第一个就是路西佛的我要呢，就是说他希望升到最高的天。那其实他就是要掌控神的宫殿。
And the second statement, he says, I will exalt my throne. Exalt means to lift up. He's going to lift his throne above the stars of God, and the stars refer to angels.
然后第二句话呢，就是他说我要呢，把我在设我的，将我的宝座呢摆在所有的星星之上，而这边所有的星星指的就是那些天使，所以他要变成是比所有的天使都还要高。
Now, at this stage, the Bible hasn't even mentioned that Lucifer has a throne. And why would Lucifer even have a throne? So he's assuming he's going to have a throne as well.
我们在圣经里其实并没有看到说路西佛是有一个宝座的、哦、可是在这边呢，他都还提到说他要一个宝座，而且是比所有的天使都还要高的位置。
Now, the reference to the stars of God, you can actually find that in Job 38:7. It mentions the angels as being stars of God. So that's how we know that the stars of God refers to the angels.
因为在这个约伯记38章第7节有提到呢，就天堂的状态啊，那那个地方就有提到说，天使呢，就是代表，就是神的星星就等于天使。这件事在约伯记里面已经讲到，所以我们就了解说他这边所讲的要比所有的天使都要高。
And we see the same in Jude 13 and Revelation 12:3-4.
犹大书的十三章，还有这个启示录的十二章也都有提到，上帝的星星就代表的是这个天使。
Okay, and then you have another, or the next statement, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north.
然后呢，另外一句是说呢，我要呢在北方的议会山上坐着，
yeah, okay.
他要坐在北方议会山的顶上。
I haven't actually looked at this myself, but I found this in the Colonel's notes, and he's saying Earth is a palace. Now, at this stage, when Satan makes his declaration, the Earth has been created, but there's no mankind. So I'm not quite sure why.Yeah, he says I'll rule mankind, but really it's I'll rule the earth, or I'll be leader over the earth. Well, at this stage, you have to remember that this is before the humans were created,、mm-hmm. but the earth is in existence. The earth was created along with the universe right from the beginning. The earth is very, very old. See, when he says north, and only the earth has a north and a south, up in heavens there's no direction to say which is north and which is south.
Okay. So,因为这边讲到北方，因为除了地球以外，其实在整个大的宇宙里面是没有东南西北可言的，所以我们要谈这个他会讲到的北方的话，一定是在地球，而地球其实是跟所有的宇宙同时被神创造出来的，那个时候还没人类就有地球。
But as far as we know, there is other passages in scripture which talk about the angels actually inhabiting the earth before mankind was even around. So when you had the dinosaurs roaming on the earth, and the angels would come down, it's like a little playground for them. That's sort of what we assume.
而这个地球呢，按照这个圣经里面的一些叙述呢，很可能在很早的以前，当神创造了地球的时候呢，有什么甚至有这些恐龙啊什么的，那些天使就来啦，所以这个地球等于是天使的游戏区。
There's a passage which talks about God did not create the earth waste and void, and this is going back before Genesis chapter 1. The earth was in existence, and we see that the earth was actually a very beautiful place for millions and millions of years with all of this, you know, these dinosaurs and things like that.
我们要知道就是说在经句里有讲，只是我们现在没有办法说它的章节啊，就是说它有讲说地球被创造出来的时候并不是那么的毁坏的，它一开始创造出来是非常美丽的。
Yeah, you can read more about that in the Colonel's book. Remember, he's got the book out called Creation, Chaos, and Restoration, and it explains this a lot more clearly than what I can do in this time now.
上校牧师有写一本书、哦、写得非常清楚，就是创造、混乱、重生的这本书，就三个头衔，他就很清楚地把整个过去地球的状态是怎么样的。
Because you know, we need to be able to explain. When Sayyid mentions in the congregation in the sides of the north is talking about earth. Only the earth has north and south and directions like that.
所以这个第三句我要呢，它其实的意思就是说，他要成为世界的管控者。
And actually, that wish of his has become true in a way, temporarily, because remember, when Satan was able to deceive Adam, Lucifer became the ruler of the world.
而这件事情呢，这所谓的世界，他成为世界的掌控、掌权者，就是讲的是地球。那这个他的这个期待其实已经成就了，已经成立了。因为当他这个撒旦欺骗亚当夏娃，让他们去吃这个禁果的时候呢，他其实就已经成为这个地球的掌控者。
And like in his next statement as well, similar to what he said in the second statement, where now at the fourth statement, the fourth I will, he says, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. And this is very similar to what we see in the second I will at point B here.
那第四个呢，说我要呢上升成为云中最高的哈。那其实他谈的就是他要能够控制所有的天使。
Yes.
所以这一个部分其实跟第二个有点像。
Yes, at the second point where he said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, he's talking about the angels, and again, here as well. Though it could be maybe he's talking about different ranked angels or something, but clouds refers to angels as well as stars. That's another way to refer to angels.
就是他讲到云，或者是讲到这个星际，这两个都应该是讲的是说他要控制天使，但有可能二跟四的这个我要呢，是代表他要控制是不同阶层的天使。
Yeah, and just for the reference about clouds referring to angels, I've given you a couple of verses here. One is Daniel 7:13, and one is Revelation 1:7.
在有关这个云代表的是天使呢 ，Tim 也给了我们几个金句啊，让我们可以去参考。一个是但以理书的7:13，还有就是启示录的1:7。
And then in his final I will, his final declaration, he says, I will be like the Most High, I'll be like God.
然后第五个我要呢，就是他说我要是最高的，也意思就是说我要成为神。
How arrogant can you get?
如此的傲慢，还有人可以比他更傲慢吗？
But you have to remember, when people get arrogant, you know, their mind often has no limitations. I mean, Lucifer is still convinced he can beat God.
所以当一个人变傲慢的时候，你真的几乎无法想象那个傲慢可以到什么程度。所以路西弗他基本上在这里就已经明显的说了，我就可以是神。
And a lot of people are like that. You have to remember in Romans chapter 1, it tells us very clearly that people from a young age, they recognize there is a creator.
在罗马书的第一章就有讲说，当小孩子的时候，他就会知道其实是一定是有一个创造者。
See, what's happening is God is revealing to mankind. This comes out in about Romans chapter 1, I think it's verse 18 and 19. God has revealed himself to them, but they said no.It's not that they could not see God, but they didn't want to see God. And so they closed them off. They put a curtain up.
其实在罗马书一章18节左右就有讲说，神其实在孩我们是孩子的时候，神就会把他显现给我们。是人拒绝后来要相信他，是自己把那个自己要认识神的那一道门给关起来的。
And then they think they can sort of outwit God somehow in their thinking, that they can be smarter than God, and that they can get away from God's judgment.
所以是人呢，就不知道怎么，就越长越傲慢，他就认为他可以呢胜过神，或不需要神，然后他可以不需要被神来判断，被审判。
Now I came across this diagram here. This is quite clever, I guess.It's by a man called Reverend David Bauer, and he put this diagram, posted it onto the internet.
这个是有一个叫大卫鲍尔，好，他所画的一张图。那 Tim 觉得画得很好哈，非常聪明的把这个一层又一层这个路西佛他的傲慢可以高涨到什么程度的这五阶段全部都画出来了。
He sort of put this together quite cleverly by making these five I wills.And then giving them, you know, sort of the aspects of arrogance, and it all equals pride up the steps here.
所以这五个像台阶一样，一步一步向上呢，基本上就是他的骄傲， 的一个路径。
So we'll just go through this quickly.
好，那我们来看这张图。
So in the first one, he says, I will occupy heaven, and that's P, represented by P here, his position. He wants that high position.
好，这个第一个字呢是叫 P, 就是 position, 中文就是位阶，好，位置。所以他说，我要占领天堂。
And then he says, I will exercise authority. Remember, he wants to be above all the angels. So that's step number two here. It says rule. That starts with the R.
好，那第二个阶层呢，说我要呢，能够有所有的这个权力、权位。那所以它代表的是 rule. Rule 就是管理的意思。
And then he says, I will have all in subjection to me. If he has people in subjection, it means under his authority, but he wants to be idolized. So that's the I out the side here, number three.
第三个呢，他是说，我要呢，能够所有的人呢，都等于是崇拜我。所以他其实讲的是说，他要变成偶像。
Yeah, see this word idol, we use it a lot. You know, they have like American Idol and now it became, do you have a Taiwan Idol type show or something? Okay, but one of the big American shows was actually called American Idol, where people would go on and they would do their acts and then people, you know, the audience would clap their hands and these people were idolized.
就是在美国有一个节目，大家都知道是美国偶像吗？
Yeah, you have to translate it like that, I guess.
但是不是 American Idol 翻成什么了、啊？有我忘记翻成什么了。但是他如果直翻就是美国偶像，好，那他就是等于是才艺的一个那个，尤其是歌唱的这个比赛。
And you see the people in the audience, they literally do idolize those people. They're their favorite star when they come on, and they have the flashing lights with their name on it and the boards. And these people really are idolized.
像这种节目呢，它其实就是会有很多粉丝啊，所有人都把这些会得胜的人当作偶像，好，它其实就是在偶像化，好，这些人。
And the reason that these people are on stage, these young stars, they want to show off their talents, but it's because they love the approbation, and they say that. I really love it when I'm on stage and everybody's applauding me and I see my name in the bright lights. They're calling my name. You know, that's part of their approbation lust.
哦、这个其实呢，这个很多去参加这个比赛的人，他其实都会讲说，我其实非常喜欢被崇拜的感觉，被大家这个大力的喝彩的感觉。那他其实就是他们就在寻找那种被偶像的、被偶像化的那个虚荣吧。
Yeah, they talk about the buzz that they get, the high that they're getting when they're on stage and performing, and people are praising them, really.
就是当他们在台上的时候，他们在寻找的是那种被别人崇拜的那种 high, 就是有点好像兴奋感，他们在寻找那个兴奋感。
Yeah, a lot of that's related to the endorphins in the body. You know, so the body has natural drugs in it. And through the excitement and then through the, also the sin nature as well,the attention is focused on them. And it literally does create like a chemical high in the body's chemicals.
其实在这种状态、啊、的兴奋、啊、其实跟那种吃毒品吸毒品的那个是类似的，它是会有一种什么因多芬
脑内啡
的一个产生，所以在那种被崇拜的那个兴奋中，它那个身体是会有化学变化，脑内分的出现而 感觉到更为兴奋。
Now there's a natural tendency in humans, and we can see the angels as well, that people want to be approved, they want to be loved, they want to be the center of people's attention.
就是天使跟人其实是一样的，就是会喜欢被别人肯定，被别人这个赞同，然后所以他就会在寻找这种，会有这种倾向要去寻找这种被肯定、被认同、被崇拜的感觉。
You know, from the time that we're young children, that's promoted or encouraged. Like when somebody pats you on the back, it might be your mother or father, and say, oh, you did a good job, and it feels good.
我们从小的时候就可能会对爸爸妈妈对赞赏我们，或者拍拍你的背说，哇，做得不错哦。你就在一直开始，从那一刻起，你就开始在寻找你要得到更多的这种被别人肯定。
Or you did something to impress your friends. You know, maybe you wore the latest trendy jacket. or you did a trendy skateboard trick, something at school, and your friends go, wow, that's really cool. Well, yeah, that's adding to that approbation.
所以在我们小时候也可能因为、哦、穿了一件很漂亮的夹克，或者是我带去一个很棒的滑板，然后同学们就这样子来非常羡慕好的这个感觉，那你就一直会开始，是不是就会开始去寻找这种感觉了呢？
And what it's actually doing is increasing your value. So you feel more valuable. You feel like you're actually worth something.
而这种感觉其实就是在增加你自我价值感。所以你就觉得哦，你好像更有价值了。
For parents with children, you have to find a balance somewhere where you praise the child, but you don't want to overdo it, where they get what's called like the princess syndrome, I think they call it.
好，但是所以我们在带孩子的时候一定要小心、哦、你在赞美一个孩子的时候你不要超过了，然后一天到晚赞美的结果这个小孩就可能得了公主病了。
Little children when they're learning to walk, for example, and you see the parents and there's the aunties and the grandparents around, oh, you're doing so well, you're learning to walk. I mean, for goodness sake, he's learning to walk, you know, wow.
It's not only the princess syndrome, can be a prince
syndrome, that's right. Yes, that's right.
所以你看一个小孩子他在走学走路的时候才开始走，哇，爸爸妈妈爷爷奶奶阿姨叔叔全部都跟他鼓掌说，哇，好棒好棒、啊啊、那其实他只不过是在学走路，那当然你也可以鼓励他，可是这种公主病或王子病很可能是在一个永远不断的超过头的这种赞美中就养成了。
Yeah, so you don't want to encourage children too much to the point that they're not going to do anything unless they're getting some kind of approbation.
所以我们有的时候在赞美一些孩子的时候有真的不能过度了，否则到后来他会真的会以为他必须做所有事情都是要在被赞美的状况下他才能够继续做。
Yeah, and actually the only approbation for us as Christians that we need to look to is the approbation of God. And approbation means approval. Forget about what everybody else thinks about you, because you know, people are going to praise you sometimes and other times they won't. Sometimes they'll praise you for the wrong things and you know, it's just you cannot rely on people.
所以我们对于一个基督徒来讲，我们要寻找的肯定不是旁边的人的肯定，我们必须要了解我们要得到的肯定只有一个，就是神的肯定。那只有当神的肯定我们理解的时候呢，你才不会一天到晚在期待你旁边的朋友来肯定你，或者你的家里的人，或者你的同事，你的老板。你如果都在找他们的肯定，到后来他们没肯定的时候，你就不知道怎么活了。
And a lot of times things that you're going to be expected to do to please God, meaning to do God's will, is actually going to turn people against you and make you look quite ugly, I guess, or to make you look morally wrong, perhaps, in the eyes of man, but you're actually doing the right thing in the eyes of God.
有的时候我们在这个要让做神欢喜的事，但是呢，或者符合神意志的事，但是他却很可能会造成旁边的人呢会觉得一定要想办法阻止你，因为在那些人的眼中你并不见得是做的是对的事，就是属神的事不见得是被属事的人会觉得是认同的。
It's like your friends might be inviting you to go somewhere, maybe there's some important event, but you know that it's not the right thing to do. Maybe you should be somewhere else, you need to stay at home, or perhaps that night you have to go to Bible class or something. You're not going to get the approval of your friends, but you're doing the right thing in God's plan.
也许你有的时候朋友约你去做一些什么事，但是你却有一个这个圣经课要上，那你不去的话呢，朋友们就觉得你很不合群啦等等的，那但是呢你也知道神希望你来学习神的话语，那这样子所以你想你要做神希望你做的，还是你要做那些朋友们希望你做的，那就是一个很重要的决定。
OK, so this is Colossians chapter 3:23.
就是请看哥罗西书三章二十七节。
Yeah, whatever you do, do it. Actually, they translate as heartily, but the word is psuche means soul. Do it from your soul, as to the Lord and not to men.
好，这边说无论做什么都要热心的做，其实是说在原文是说要从你的灵魂里，从你的魂里面去做，好，然后像是要做给主的，不是做给人的。
Can you put a ring around these two words? You've got ek here, and then suitcase is the next one. Ek means out from. Literally, it means out from something. It means out from. And then suitcase is soul, out from your soul.
就 ek, E-K 那个字是希腊文的 out from.
Out from. Literally, it means like to go out from something.So coming out from your soul.
从哪里出去、所以那个所以、前面这个字是从哪里出去然后后面是哪里那个后面就是你的魂所以要从你的魂里面去做出来。
Yeah. And so whatever you do, and all your actions, all your decisions, it should be coming from the soul, meaning the way that you've organized your soul according to God's plan.
所以任何事情我们做决定都是从我们的魂里做出来的。好所以你要一定要想办法从你的魂里去做给神。
Okay, and you do it as unto the Lord, meaning to please the Lord, not to please man.
所以这个是要从你的魂里面做让神可以开心让主我们的主可以开心而不是让其他的人开心。
But at step three, when Lucifer was saying, I will have all in subjection to me and wanting to be idolized, he'd taken his eyes off the Lord and he'd put his eyes onhis fellow angels.
所以代表呢这个撒旦呢他的第三个问题呢 就第三阶的一个大问题就是他把之前他想要让神欢喜的那个心跟他的眼光变成了要放在那些天使身上希望那些天使要来崇拜他所以他要做给那些天使开心。
And then in the next step here, I will possess God's glory. Now, he wants to be, well, it says in the next one as well, I will be as God. But he wants to be as God. And step number four here is dazzling. So it's a bit of a funny word, but he wants to make up the pride acronym here.
好然后呢所以第四阶呢他说他要有神的荣耀。然后呢第五阶就是他根本就要变成神了。
Remember, he was standing at the front of the congregation. He was leading the angels in worship. And he was the most beautiful cherub, four wings. At that time, four wings was the maximum number of wings. And he looked beautiful.
所以不要忘记哦，路西佛呢，他是被造的四只翅膀的天使。就正常天使是没有翅膀的。那有四只翅膀的天使是在当时是最高阶的。
Yeah, and then the last step there, see, he says, I will be as God, I'll be like God, and that's the equality. He wants equality with God.
好，所以呢，他其实到了第五阶，就是说，我要变成神，那所以他要跟神什么同等地位。
Now, remember when the humans were created to be witnesses, they were going to be tested and Satan was allowed to test the witnesses.
Right. 当这个，我们要知道就是在天堂法庭那时候神创造我们的人要来当这个见证人的时候撒旦是可以来测试这些见证人。
Yeah, as the rules of the appeal trial. See, God said, okay, I will create these new witnesses. You've appealed about your sentencing. And so now we're going to have to create another trial. And we'll have the humans and you can test them.
所以在天上发生的事情就是当撒旦堕落的应该路西佛堕落然后就有一个法庭判他有罪 要被火狐烧死 但是他认为他就 要来辩解嘛所以才变成撒旦就是辩解辩护律师的角色然后他那时候就告诉神说所有的人都会跟他一样这个错是所有人都会犯因此神呢他就创造了人要来证明我们是可以不像他一样堕落的
And the first test, remember in the garden, Adam and Eve, was, were they going to take the fruit from the tree?
所以第一个测撒旦要跟神在测试我们人的第一个测试是什么呢？就是人在伊甸园里面会不会去拿那个分辨善恶树上的果子。
And the real test there was no magic in the fruit or anything like that. It was just a simple test. Are you going to be obedient to God who said don't eat the fruit? Or are you going to disobey God?
而这个测试其实并不是说那个水果有什么了不起啊。它唯一的测试是在测试的是我们人会不会愿意顺服于神。因为神告诉他不可以拿那个水果。 可是他还要去拿的话，就是不顺服。
It could have been any kind of a test.
所以可以用各种方法来测试这一件事。所以他当时做这个事情是在测试人到底会可不可以顺服。
God could have just made like a small hill and said, "You can go anywhere you want, but don't climb up the hill." That could have been a test.
所以神也可以就是在那个伊甸园做一个小山丘，然后告诉亚当夏娃，你们可以爬所有的山，就是不要爬这一座山，
yeah.
这是一样的。
I could have created a bicycle and said, "Okay, you can do whatever you want, but don't ride the bicycle."
他也可以创造一个脚踏车在伊甸园，然后说你可以用各种工具、交通工具，就是不要去骑那个脚踏车。
Okay, but the test was just the fruit.
所以那个到最后，后来他就是做了那个水那棵苹分辨善恶的树。
Now Lucifer had time to be able to look over the man and the woman and to sort of try to work out the best way to test them to make them fail.
而路西佛在那时候已经是撒旦了。
Now Satan, that's right.
Right.撒旦呢在这个伊甸园里面他可以到处去监察这两个人可以怎么样或去引诱他们让他们去犯下这个罪。
Now remember the command originally don't eat the fruit was given to Adam, not to Eve. So really Adam is the main target.
而不要忘记哦当时神只有告诉亚当不要去吃那个树上的果子。所以真正的主要的目标就是撒旦的目标，要让他犯罪的目标不是夏娃，而是亚当。
And we realize from their original conversation, we can see, you know, there's quite a dialogue between Satan and the woman. She wasn't listening in Bible class. You know, Jesus was giving Bible classes every day, and the woman wasn't listening. She was forgetting things.
How do you know?
We can go through the passages, but she was saying things that were wrong.
好，其实呢，他们每天。亚当夏娃在伊甸园都有在上圣经课，每天下午那一阵风来，好，就是他们那个就是耶稣到了，耶和华到了，要教他们圣经课。但是很明显的，夏娃根本没有用心在听。
There's a few examples, but just to give you one clear example, Lucifer said, "Did God say you could not take of the fruit?" The command was actually you can't eat the fruit, but the woman said, "We cannot touch or eat the fruit." She was adding to the word of God.
OK, 在那个圣经里面讲得很清楚的就是说那个撒旦跟夏娃说你不可以吃那个苹果然后结果夏娃说我们不能吃也不能碰不能拿那个苹果所以代表夏娃呢他是在神给他的意旨中还加了文字哦所以他并不是完全听进去神讲的每一句话
And she was even changing the proper name of God
他甚至把神的名字都改变。
Okay, but Lucifer, Satan, realized that Adam's weak point was the woman, and if he could get the woman to fall first, and she was, he could see that she was weak, that she hadn't been listening in Bible class, and then if he can get the woman to break the rules first, then it would be easier to get to the man.
而这个撒旦非常聪明，他发现呢，其实呢，要让亚当去犯罪，他最大的弱点会是个女人。所以他就没有直接去引诱亚当，他就去引诱了这个女人夏娃。
One point that he also realized was that she wasn't happy. There's something that told him that she wasn't happy in her position under Adam. See, God had set the man over the woman, and she wasn't happy with that.
而且还有一些迹象显现的，这个夏娃其实不是很开心，因为呢，她是比被神创造的是低于亚当的位置。
And so Lucifer said, if you take of the fruit and you eat the fruit, you will become wise like God and you will know all things.
所以呢撒旦跟夏娃说你如果吃了那个果子你就会跟神一样聪明。
That's why God said you can't eat the fruit.
撒旦说这才是为什么神不让你们吃那个果子的原因。
And now the woman saw that the fruit was good and would give her that knowledge.And now she's deceived into thinking it's some kind of a magic fruit that she can eat this and then she can be more powerful than her husband.
所以呢夏娃她其实是在期待说哦也许这个水果是有什么魔力我只要吃下去之后我就会更聪明更有神力而且我会超越我的老公。
But at the same time, Satan is trying to prove the point that God's creatures want to be like God.
而且呢撒旦呢企图要证明一件事就是呢人类其实想要跟神甚至 要跟神一样。
So even though he's deceiving the woman, he's lying to the woman. Remember, he's a liar from the beginning. But he's actually trying to prove his point that all creatures want to be like God.
所以这撒旦他其实呢，虽然要来欺骗他们来吃那棵那个树上的果子，那果子其实没什么了不起。但他最主要的是他想要证明所有的生物都想要跟神一样，就是说都会跟他一样犯同样的错。
And so according to this chart here, we have the last E there. I will be as God. He wants equality. So here we have the E, and it makes up this five-letter word, pride.
所以呢，这第五阶就是所谓的同等地位的这五阶的每一个英文字的第一个字母加起来，刚好就是 pride, 就是骄傲。
Okay, so just to go through those quickly again, you have P, position, R, rule, I, idolized, D, dazzling, and E, equality.
第一个就是地位，第二个就是权力，第三个就是 偶像化，第四个就是闪亮，第五个就是与神同等。
Okay, and you have it coming up in steps. He's getting higher and higher up and more arrogant. And then eventually, because of his arrogance, of course, he's going to fall down and into the lake of fire. That's his fate. That's what's going to happen.
所以呢，撒旦呢，他的前途就是这样子，越爬越高，越爬越高，越想要越高，最后他就掉下来，掉到火湖里烧死了，没死了现在。
Sorry?
He's not dead yet.
No. Well, he never dies. It's just he has to suffer forever, I guess.
Even he's in the fire, he's still...
Nobody dies, really.
所以其实将来他们被火狐烧的时候也不会死的啦。他们是要一直被烧，他就是要一直的受苦，在火里受苦。他其实并不会死。
Okay, but the point here is pride always comes before a fall.
所以重点呢是什么？所有的堕落前就是骄傲，所以骄傲是堕落之母。
Okay, so anyway, we'll have to have another break, so another 5 minutes. Is that okay?
好，我们来休息5分钟。